Okay, everyone, I'm going to go ahead and close out this Amron net. This is WRKV487. Kimber, you've been listening to the Southern Oregon GMRS Amron net. Other nets on this repeater are Monday nights at 8 p.m., the Southern Oregon GMRS Emergency Preparedness Net, hosted by Max, WRDG580, or sometimes myself or a variety of people. This is another regional net to keep connected in times of emergency, plus special radio tips and exercises are sometimes a bonus of this net. Break. On Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., Patriot Ladies Net, hosted by Karen, WRJX359. This is a place where like-minded ladies of all ages come together and discuss the many possibilities of daily living in Southern Oregon, as well as practice radio skills and develop friendships. Pretty fun group of ladies just living in Southern Oregon and talking about, you know, things we do and what families do and different things going on. So it's a good place to practice your radio skills for all ages. If you've been listening and wish to experience the enhanced communication capabilities of a repeater, you'll need a GMRS license, which requires no testing. It's $35 and good for the entire family for 10 years. So when you get your call sign, then it's good for your entire family to use. They'll just go under your call sign. Please visit OregonGMRS.org for more information and guidance. We wish to thank the fine folks at OregonGMRS.org for the use of this repeater system. We also give thanks to the many individuals who give us so much of their time to make use and all of this possible, from equipment to technical skills and beyond. Also, the DDB.org repeater system, so pretty awesome people there. This concludes the Southern Oregon Amron Net. This is WRKV487 returning the repeater back to normal GMRS operations at 8.09 p.m. local time. Thank you.
Break.
Go break.
Kimber, this is John, WSBT 889. We have 7 check-ins for tonight. And I'm not sure if you need a list of them. I'm still working on gathering all of them. We have one, which is William, WSFB 797. And I think he's out in the Keno area or somewhere in the vicinity. And he's having a hard time getting into even with my base station, but he has been checking in by email. So we've had 7 for tonight, and that's our count.
Oh, that's awesome, John. Thank you so much. You guys are, Klamath Falls people are coming up more and more. That's good to hear. WSFB 797. I think we have him, William, yeah, he was able to check in, and I hear him from time to time, so that's good. William, just keep it up, okay? Keep doing your thing. That's great. Anything else, John?
I've talked to him on 17 on the repeater system, and he emails me pretty much. Yeah, we've been emailing back and forth every day, so he's been checking in as far as Simplex on via email, because he's evidently in an area where he doesn't get through. But anyway, thanks for all you guys do. Ron, Kimber, hey, God bless. You guys have a good one. WSBT 889, we're monitoring.
Thanks, John, and same to you. Thanks for all you guys for making this work. We have a great operators here who are just, they step up to the plate every single time. And great people. So if you're listening and want to be part of this group, just get your GMRS license, and we'd love to have you here. Also, if you want to check in without your license on Channel 3, Amron is all about getting everybody to speak on your Channel 3 or MERS or FRS, GMRS, Channel 3 for emergency purposes if you need help or you can give help in times of emergency. So please keep that in mind, everybody, and WRKV 487 Kimber, I'm standing by for any questions or any late check-ins at this time. I'll be here for just a little bit longer.